You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get ready for your first round of golf of the year at the 32nd Annual 2023 Choice Bank Minnesota Golf Show. Returning to the Minneapolis Convention Center Friday, February 24th through Sunday, February 26th. This year's show includes free lessons from the PGA professionals, thousands of name brand golf apparel items, discounted especially for the show, and your chance to sink a putt for $100,000. Plus so much more. Tickets and more information at minnesotagolfshow.com.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Write this down.
Welcome in to a Write That Down Wednesday here. I'm Mackie and Judd. When are you going to admit that you were wrong, Judd?
I'm going to do it today. And you know what I think? I think I'm going to do it twice. I've decided I'm going to do it twice.
How noble of you to do it on both Purple Daily and on Mackie and Judd. Before we get into, and we'll bring our guest listener predictor in here. We'll get in where we got 2 weeks left basically until the end of the 2022 Write That Down season. So there's a lot to be determined here, but a shout out to our friends over at Park Tav, the official sports bar of the sports dad himself, Judd Zolgin.
So much fun and so much to do. Park Tavern, SLP, my neck of the woods. You can go watch games. It's got a couple bars. It's got bowling. It's got something for everyone, sports, or how about this one? Parties. That's right, parties. So if you are planning a party, if your wife has said, you know what? My 30th birthday is coming up, and I'm expecting a shindig. I'm expecting a party. And you're like, oh, my God, how do I plan? What do I do? I'm going to give you the cheat code. I'm going to give you the cheat code to being a hero at home, and that's this, parktavern.net. parktavern.net, or you call them 952-929-6810, 952-929-6810. Cheryl and her crew are going to take care of everything. There is a ton of space there. They are veterans when it comes to party planning. In fact, all you have to do is go to parktavern.net, and they will take care of the rest. And I'm talking about 40, 50 people. I'm talking about a big-time shindig here. I'm talking about lots of fun. You will be a hero at home, and guess what? They'll have done all the work, and you don't have to tell. Park Tavern, St. Louis Park.
That's right. Come for the shindig references here on
Mackie. That was an old man one, huh?
Shindig.
Shindig's an old school one. I sort of like that.
All right, let's hit the music here, Declan.
Yeah, most sports talking heads make predictions, then hope you forget about how wrong they were. But not Mackie and Judd.
Write this down.
This is the Big Leagues, where we own our terrible predictions.
Write that down.
And keep track of each other's batting averages. It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
All right, here's how it works. Only show in America that actually puts statistics next to our predictions. Three predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of batting averages and home runs for predictions that go kind of above and beyond a standard correct prediction. And if you want to be like Dustin, my airport drinking friend Dustin, and be a guest listener participant, you can send us a message through the Score North app. All right, let's get into it here. We'll start with Judd. Nothing came off the board for you this week, Judd. Exoneration for Judd.
You know what? That's fine. It's done. Dex is going to win, so you know what? Good, bad, indifferent.
He's going to win the batting average title, but there's still a home run title.
Oh, right, but I'm out of that, too. Well, my season's over, okay?
All right, there you go.
Let's call a spade. My season's done. Yours is not.
All right, a few things came off the board for Ole Mackadak, or this week it's Ole Packadak. He packs boxes for his trek across the mountains to come join you guys in Minnesota.
Speaking of old man dad jokes.
Stone Cold Steve Austin will enter the Royal Rumble. That was incorrect. However, did you guys see some of the reports? So the WWE has offered him, like, I don't know exactly how much, but a ton of money. Like, name your price money.
Yep.
To wrestle a match at WrestleMania against either Roman Reigns or Brock Lesnar. And to this point, he has turned them down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a good idea for him. I love Stone Cold,
looks,
dude.
He looks great, man.
Yeah, I love Stone Cold. I told you, I honestly wasn't a huge fan of the match last year. It was painful. He's had like three different ACL tears, a broken neck. He can look great, but moving is still very difficult for that guy. I'm okay with that.
Listen to Declan.
I'm okay with that.
Human,
it's my hero.
Very
one of my heroes.
Nice.
Declan's probably right. It's just my nostalgic connection to the late 90s. I said the New Orleans Saints before April 1 would fire Dennis Allen and bring Sean Payton back, and then they would add a quarterback with, I thought, maybe the Brady-Payton connection, which they tried to go to Miami together a year ago. We'd try to make it work in New Orleans. There was some buzz that that may happen, but...
But then you came back.
Yep. Before that, actually, like, a month or two into the NFL season, before Nathaniel Hackett was even fired, I told you, it's kind of a parlay. Hackett's going to get fired, and Sean Payton will be the one that coaches the Broncos next. And there it is. A little dinger.
Nice. Yeah.
Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. How quickly does he bail on Russell Wilson if he continues to look and play the way they did last year? I'm going to find a viable
probably
backup.
Pretty quickly, but what's the, like, what do you do at that point with that contract?
I don't know. I think some of it's Russell Wilson's erosion and just his general weirdness. It seems like his weirdness and his pseudo celebrity kind of divided the locker room, that he had his own like office area and his own like massage and trainer people. He
That's
was kind
what
of doing
did.
The Agreed Tom man. Brady, Brett Favre thing, but Brady and Favre counteracted it by being one of the guys, and Russell Wilson's just kind of weird, right?
Yes.
So how can Sean Payton fix some of that? All right, listener Chris said former Gopher Daniel Fulele would score a touchdown this year. I don't think that happened. Unless you guys remember a 400-pounder barreling into the end zone. And then our guy Patrick Royce, at the beginning of the season, said Karl-Anthony Towns will play 50 games or fewer in 2023, and mathematically he is now correct.
Mm-hmm.
A little home run for Royce on behalf of the listeners.
I feel bad. I think he texted me about this when I was multiple cocktails in last Friday night, and I just forgot to respond.
He followed up on his prediction.
Yes, he texted me like, didn't I make a cat game prediction? And of course, you know me, barely seeing all the blurriness on my phone, I was like, I'll respond to that tomorrow, and I never got.
I love this show.
You didn't respond to it.
I forgot, and then once I'm kind of curb. If I didn't respond like the 2 to 3 hour window, I sometimes just won't respond.
You're done now. You're never getting texted by the goat again.
Yeah. So he's texted a couple times in the last week about like his schedule, and he has sent those texts to me and Judd.
That is correct. Well, he's good with calling me. He is good with calling me.
I think he's done with you now.
I do too. That's maybe. Disrespectful,
I mean,
man. He's
when the goat sends you a note on the Friday night, you respond to the goat.
Agreed.
I don't care how drunk you are. Thumbs up, maybe.
All right, Declan, you said the Eagles and the Bengals would play each other in the Super Bowl. You said The Rock would make an appearance at the Rumble. But you did say Rhea Ripley would be the winner or runner-up in the Women's Royal Rumble. She did win the Women's Royal Rumble. And so with that, Declan batting 411. Still about 80 points ahead of Judd at 333. I'm at 277. Listeners at 273. The home run battle. Also, the listeners are pulling away there with 23 bombs. Declan 17. I have 16. Judd with just 11 home runs. A very Joe Mauer-like performance.
My season's done.
From Judd here.
It's been okay, but it's done.
All time, you're batting 256. Or, I'm sorry, 256
hits. That's right.
I have 210 hits. Listeners lead with 42 home runs all time. Declan about to catch Judd, even though Judd has like two more years worth of tracked statistics here. So one more home run, and Declan, you can surpass Judd. Very interesting.
I spray the ball all over. I take some walks, okay? I work counts. I'm Rod Carew-like.
You make bunt predictions.
Wow.
All right, let's get Dustin in here. Dustin and I, a couple months ago, we were both at the airport, and I I don't know, one of those like restaurants on the first floor of MSP, and we just made eye contact with each other, and he kind of like, are you Phil? I'm like, yeah, do you want a drink with me? We're both lonely. And so we hung out for a couple hours, and now he's here to make some predictions and take his shot for a second time on Write That Down. What's going on, Dustin? Roll Toms.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Glad to be back. I think this is my fourth time, so.
Wow. Dustin might be the all-time leader actually Write That Down appearances.
He might be.
Like Steve Martin on SNL.
Yeah, we should have like a jacket that we give the four timers.
A Legends Club.
A pipe and a jacket for Dustin.
Maybe my fifth time I'll come in studio and do it with you guys in person, if that's a possibility.
Yeah, so. Do we legitimately should do something for the
four timers? You won't see me, but that's cool.
Judd will purposely not come in that day.
Well, no, I just don't go in studio much. Yeah. I'm here in front of my bobbleheads.
I plan to be in studio, so we're going to be back in a couple weeks. I plan to be in studio 2 or 3 days a week.
I like
so,
that.
Judd, why don't you come join me at least 1 or 2 days a week?
I'll check my schedule. Hold on a second here. I've got to start to go through my schedule. Oh, look, I'm busy 3 days a week.
Okay, of the 7 days a week, how many days a week on average do you not step foot outside your house other than to, like, take the dog out?
Oh, my God. Yesterday I didn't step foot outside the house at all because I opened the sliding glass door and back and Stella goes out. I didn't go out at all yesterday, and it's too cold.
Okay, when it's not like 15 below, though.
Oh, I'll go out and get the paper.
That doesn't count. I'm saying like actually go like to somewhere.
Oh, my God.
If it's not to a game, the liquor store, or work.
Or Cub Foods.
Or Cub Food. Yeah, yeah.
So, Park Tavern.
Park Tavern.
Well, if it's not towards Park Tavern, then I'm done. It's checkmate. Like, if you're asking if I go out, I do not go out much at all. I'm a hermit.
You guys do your brunch on Sunday, basically.
Yeah, you do some brunch.
You go back home.
Some brunch, but when it's cold wintertime, we make grand plans and rarely follow through. Yeah. Dawn's like, I can make eggs. I'm like, yeah, I'll just make eggs. So I'm really boring now, but I love it. I love being boring.
I want to real quick before we get into these predictions here. So Dustin is a St. Thomas alum. And I was telling you guys off mic, I almost went to St. Thomas. Instead, I went to the University of Minnesota, had some friends at St. Thomas. And I thought we had the greatest scheme of all time. And this is probably not something that, is on the up and up and that we should advertise to people. But we tried to bring a few beers into one of the dorms one night. Yeah, just have some fun, just drink a couple drinks. I don't think it mattered how old you were. I think you just, like, couldn't bring anything into one of those dorms. We may have actually been 21. I can't remember. But either way, my friend and I said, okay, they have security kind of roaming. They do tend to check your bags. Let's dress up like we just got done playing tennis. Headbands, literally sweatbands, everything. Hats.
Yvonne Lendl?
Yes. We look like a couple of Andre Agassi's. Two tennis bags with rackets sticking out of the bags and towels like around our necks, towel around the bag, everything. And even like some gear on the top part of the bag. And then beneath all of that, in the two tennis bags, we had a couple a couple cases of whatever cheap beer it was. Definitely not good craft beer. And so we got our bags, we're walking in, and the security guard kind of waves at us. Hey, how's it going? Good. I think we overplayed it. We were like, we're just playing a good game of tennis, just getting a good workout. It's like 10 o'clock at night. And he goes, okay, yeah, you guys have a good time. Oh, actually, I just got to check your bags real quick. And actually, now that I remember it, we put beer in one of the bags and only tennis gear in the other bag, racket sticking out of both. We said, if we get stopped, let's sacrifice. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll give him one of the bags so he can go through it and see that there's only tennis gear. And he goes to the first bag like, okay, are you guys here to see some friends? Yeah, whatever. All right, thanks. All right. And we grab both bags. He goes, oh, just need to
Phil.
Search through that second bag too there real quick.
Well, he's a loser too, so.
That's what I thought.
What a loser.
He literally poured out all of them. But I'm thinking, wow. At the time, I thought he was a loser, but what a diligent, incredible sense that guy had to check the other tennis bag. If the first tennis bag was full of just gear and these two guys are dressed up as tennis players and there's a racket sticking out of the second bag, would you check the second bag?
At St. Cloud, no one checks anything, so this wouldn't have been an issue. I wouldn't have to dress like a tennis player. I could just wear exactly what I'm wearing now. I could wear like a Miller High Life
T-shirt. With a beer helmet.
Yes.
With
a
little,
yeah.
Your number one mistake as a guy who had lots of Benilde friends who went to St. Thomas. I didn't go there, right? Your number one mistake is always find a friend who you want to drink with who doesn't go to that school. That was me. And number two, coming in at 10 o'clock, tactical error.
Yep.
Got to come in.
I know.
Daylight hours.
Very suspicious.
And you have to go fast and walk with a purpose.
Walk with purpose.
I would bring cases in of beer to the dorms there.
Huge.
But I would walk with purpose and it would still be daylight out.
Yeah,
and
well, we were trying to seem like not.
Yeah.
We were trying to seem super chill, like just
yeah, but super chill. Those guys want to bust your ass because they assume you're from Edina or Minnetonka. They want to get you. You got to look like, man, no, it's daylight. I was really playing tennis.
I just think as 20 years have passed by now, or whatever, 15 years. At the time, I was mad and wondering, wow, why would you be such a douche? But I actually commend the diligence of that guy's work ethic, whatever he's doing now for a living, probably dominating.
Probably so, working in a prison.
I sure hope that for all that effort he went through, the girls were hot.
I think it was just a bunch of dudes watching Curb Your Enthusiasm and a football game. Pretty sure. Yep. Definitely not worth all that trouble. No. So
write this down.
With that, Dustin, what's your first prediction here today?
First, I don't think I saw it. I want to self-report from last time, prediction I made about Mackie and Judd. So you guys had to take your headphones off. And I had said, this was like right when Purple Daily, Write That Down, was starting up. And you guys had a kind of a bad habit of using baseball terminology. Like instead of saying, you know, that's a touchdown, it's going to be a home run or whatever.
Yeah.
So I said between whatever that day was and the end of the year, you would get to like 20 baseball references in the Purple Daily version. And so I every week diligently listened to self-report, and I think you got to like 4 or 6 total or something. So you did a good job.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So next week we can take
a mystery Dustin prediction off the board here.
Yeah.
I'm just searching through here. Here it is. A Mackie and Judd prediction. Yeah, there it is. A mystery Mackie and Judd prediction. We're taking it off the board.
Look at you and the ethics right there.
Yeah. So.
I messaged Phil about it yesterday as well, but because he messaged me about it. But yes, we took that one off for you.
Thanks.
It was a noble effort.
So I'll say this one before when you guys snipe it here. Write this down. Between now and next week's Write That Down, the Timberwolves have 4 games. They play 2 against the Nuggets, 1 against the Warriors, 1 against the Magic. They will go 3-1 in the next 4.
That would be a great stretch against these 4 teams.
Off the record, I think they go 1-1 against the Nuggets. And but I'm going to say, I'm not going to go on the record of that. I'm just going to say 3-1.
Okay. So. Yeah, the Magic just beat the Sixers in Philadelphia the other night, too. So the Magic, whose record looks bad, are like 5 games over 500 since they started 5-20. So these would be some good wins for the old Timber Pups here. All right, Judley, you're up next.
All right. With Sean Payton becoming the head coach of the Broncos, and as Phil alluded to earlier, the Russell Wilson thing now could get weird. Like if he's not good, Peyton's going to sour quickly. Well, Sean Payton didn't take this job to be told what to do by a GM. So write this down. By this time next year, so we'll be through at that point in time the season, George Payton will have been relieved of his duties.
Wow, so only room for one Payton in this organization. Or two,
Sean,
I guess.
Sean Payton is going to want complete control, and I almost don't blame him. The Russell Wilson goof, if it remains that, needs to have at least 2 fall guys. Hackett was 1. Payton will be 2. He will be gone by this time next
year. Yeah, he's already been marginalized. The ownership has said that we will spearhead the search, and George will just kind of be
over
here getting
George
us sandwiches, right?
Write that down. Yeah.
All right, Dex.
All right, I'll make a Wolves prediction as well. Write this down. The Timberwolves will be a top 4 team in the West at some point in the next 2 weeks. And disclaimer on this, because like, you know, they could backdoor in it for a couple hours. They must begin the day as the number 4 seed in the West. And we'll go by 2 weeks from now, accountability session. So The Timberwolves will be a top four team in the West at some point in the next 2 weeks.
The 4 through 13 are separated by like a few games. It's kind of crazy that the West, and there's, it's not like a 29 game sprint or something going forward. So it's going to be kind of a fun little,
write that down,
little stretch here. All right, write this down. Anthony Edwards drops at least 40 against the Warriors.
All right.
He has been playing out of his mind, and he will show Steph and Clay and Dre that he is the man. He deserves an All-Star nod. I think the All-Star, so I don't know like when it gets decided, but tomorrow is the announcement for the reserves.
It's
could
decided.
Tonight's game still, okay, so it's been, so tonight's game couldn't
Sunday.
Sway anything.
No.
Okay. So anyways, either way, he's gonna make a statement, drop at least 40 against the Warriors. All right.
Write that down.
Back to Dustin.
My next one is about the Twins. I think you guys have talked about a lot of how important it is for baseball teams to start April hot and do well, you know, ideally come out of April with a winning record. So I'm going to say the Twins will finish April with a winning record.
Okay. A little hot start out of the gate like last year. See if you can hang on for dear life.
Write that down.
Judd?
That'd be a nice start. All right. Sean Payton is going to run the Broncos. Conversely, Carlos Correa already runs the Twins, so write this down.
Falvey's going to get fired. Carlos Correa named.
Yuli Gurriel will sign with the Twins before opening day.
Wow.
38, the 2021 AL batting champion, and I guess Correa's pushing for it. So Gurriel will sign with the Twins before opening day as Carlos Correa continues to leave his mark administratively on his team.
He was a disaster last year, wasn't he? Yeah, he hit like a 288 on base percent. And then, by the way,
batting
2 years before that, he did. He batted 319 in 2021. But he's like, I don't know, man. He also won a gold glove.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. I'm saying Carlos Correa, whatever Carlos wants, Carlos gets, and he'll want Yuri.
You're probably right.
Write this down.
All right, Dex.
All right, a couple Super Bowl prop bets I'm going to spread over the next two shows of Write That Downs.
Ooh, here we go.
So let's start with actually this way. I'll start with this one. My guy, Chris Stapleton, who I love, Stapes. Got to see him on live a few months ago. Call him Stapes. We're tight.
I didn't know you guys were buddies. That's awesome.
We're
congratulations.
Tight. I love Stapes, but he loves himself some Stapes. Maybe that's why I love him so much. So write this down. His over-under time on the national anthem is 2 minutes and 2 seconds. He will go over that. So Chris Stapleton will go over his U.S. national anthem time, 202 per Odd Shark, by the way. So he will go over the 2 minutes and 2 seconds on the national anthem. Write it down.
Okay. Yeah. Stapes loves himself some Stapes, maybe. So he's going to drag it on as long as possible. Write this down. Did you guys see the pictures of Phil Mickelson at this Live? Is Live doing an event this week, maybe? The Live Golf Tour?
They might be. But yes,
a press conference. Okay.
Yeah.
He looks
like 12 pounds.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he looks terrible, but he said he's down to his high school weight or his college weight.
Oh,
yeah. But he just looks kind of sickly.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's trying to get in shape for the golf season, but write this down. Phil Mickelson will finish bottom five at the next Live event.
Oh.
Yeah. I just think it's kind of, things are kind of off the rails for that guy. Something's going on with that guy.
He's gone from like 2 years ago being on track to become a commentator. Like he was popular. He had turned his image around completely.
Yeah. And he was organizing all these like TNT match events and stuff.
And this whole thing now has just, it's just bizarre.
Needed the money, man.
Vilified.
He apparently needed the money.
Yeah, it's true. Some big bets going on.
He also, he got involved in some shady investments and stuff. So
write this down.
Whole thing, man. All right, Dustin, what's your third and final prediction?
All right, my last one could be either short-lived or could take about a year, but I want to will this into happening. So the Vikings will ride out the final year of Kirk's contract, letting him hit free agency, which will allow him to then see how the rest of the league values him. And his next contract he signs, assuming he hits free agency, will come at an AEV $25 million or less.
Wow. That would be well outside the top 10 by that point, right? So AAV of $25 million or less on his next, not counting like
you're
so
trying.
The guarantees don't matter. It's just the AAV. Yeah.
Justin's trying real hard.
I mean, if they extend him after the Super Bowl, then this dies, right? But that's the short lived nature of this. But if he makes it through the season. They don't extend him. Yeah.
It still lives. Yeah. All right, Kirk hater. Kirk hater Dustin here.
Yeah. Why don't you get off this show? Kirk Cousins is loved here.
You've got this platform now for an unprecedented fourth time on Write That Down. Is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank, Dustin?
I want to thank your sponsors. I want to... My dog at the liquor store. You see my dog here?
Aww.
Right, drink some.
Dustin shows a Nutrisource tattoo on his forearm. Yeah. He's like, I love your beer.
You got some Surly there?
In the summertime when I ride my bike, I wear my Surly.
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at this. Awesome. Wow, dude.
This weekend when I'm hitting the slopes in Big Sky, Montana, I'll be taking a warm with my chill boys.
Yes.
Love that for you.
And then the summer, I'll one of your old sponsors, I'd like to hit my PXGs. So,
Wowzer.
Hey, Dustin, gain some weight so that you can join the lifestyle program from Livia Weight Control Centers, okay? Just come back next time, have just chunked up a bit, and I can put you on the right
track. Dustin's like, I also got branded with a Finch Home Solutions. It's right here on my lower back.
Are you in Chicago?
No, unfortunately not. Travel back here.
Okay. We'll
go to Park Tavern.
I'll tell them to use Finch. So
awesome, man. Dustin, thank you for the support. We appreciate you. And until we meet again in an airport somewhere in the middle states, we'll see you next time for your fifth appearance on Write That Down.
Thanks, guys.
All right. There he is. I think that is the record. Four appearances on Write That Down.
Yeah.
And Dustin right there. I guess my guess is he's probably on the weekends too, partaking in Underdog Fantasy.
Well, obviously.
We just didn't give him enough time to say that.
Why wouldn't you? I was waiting for him to show me his slips, like my guy Senor Morale did on this one. A little 5-item parlay slip here. Wow. Taking some basketball overs, including Anthony Edwards, which has just been a lock on overs lately on Underdog Fantasy. You can lock those in now with the best and easiest way to play fantasy sports. Go download the Underdog Fantasy app. And for first-time users, if you haven't used Underdog yet, they'll match your first deposit up to $100. It's the best and easiest way to get a sweat on all types of games. Mixed sport entries. Go download the Underdog Fantasy app.
All right, Joe, what's your third and final prediction?
All right, after all the discussion that has gone on this week about quarterbacks, and we obviously have talked about Kirk a lot because we are true haters, write this down. There will be a credible report by the end of April, so draft time too, there will be a credible report. So this is a Schefter, a Glazer, very credible, that the Vikings have discussed a trade of Kirk Cousins.
Wow. Wow.
Because I think they're going to extend him.
Glazer's a hater too.
But if they balk and are like, you know what, Kirk, let's play this thing out. I think the Cousins camp is going to say, whoa, hold on a second.
I agree.
Our guy's going to be 35. You want him to play out a contract? He has become used to short-term guaranteed contracts. Yeah, not 1 year. He doesn't go year to year. Kirk don't go year to year. So I think that there will be a Schefter, a Glazer, just go down that, Pelissero, Rapoport. I could name them all, but I won't.
No, I think you're right, because it would be sort of an affront to him if you said, we'd like to play out. Wait a second. I had eight fourth quarter comebacks last year. I donned the chains. Right. I completed the greatest comeback in NFL history.
Right.
And you're not going to extend me? It almost like leaves two options on the table, an extension or a trade, right?
Yeah. And Kirk Kirk Cousins' greatest asset at the end of the day is going to be those contracts. Like his, and this is not an insult, the legacy of Kirk Cousins in this league will be those contracts.
Yeah, good for the family lineage.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good. Congratulations.
And good for players that try to do the same thing now.
Yeah. All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right, another Super Bowl prop for me. Write this down. Rihanna has the halftime performance. She will sing/feature the following 5 songs at her Super Bowl performance. Umbrella, Pond Day Replay, SOS, Needed Me, and This Is What You Came For. Feel like I can help you track this.
If she does 10 songs, as long as she does those 5, you win.
She will mix in medley, a chorus, a medley, a verse of one of those, of all of those 5 songs in her halftime performance.
Dude,
I can help you track
great,
it.
This is a great prediction. Like, I have no good. Idea what those songs are, but I love the idea.
Umbrella. Umbrella. You know Umbrella.
Sing it. I have no idea.
Umbrella. Like, I'm sure I do. Ella. Ella. A. Under my. No?
No. No. I'm a Tay-Tay guy, but beyond that, I'm not quite sure what's going on.
What's your favorite Tay-Tay song?
That one that's on the talk now. I'm the problem. It's me. It's me.
Oh. Oh, so you've been a long time Tay-Tay fan then, going back to 5 months ago.
I will say this. I think she can really write songs. I think that a lot of her songs are quality lyrics. When she's not in studio, there's some issues with
the. I don't know, man. I'm more of a Speak Now guy. You got to go back to 2011 for me with the right Tay-Tay. I was a big Speak Now fan. Very good writer.
I'm sure I know
songwriter.
Some of those songs, yep. But I'm not quite sure. But she can write
talk
songs.
About it. Yeah.
And she's got a team. I'm
write
sure,
this
as well.
Down.
It's good.
Okay, write this down. It will be reported that, and I say reported because it's possible they get tricky with like the pre or post June 1st, but it will be reported sometime between now and the NFL draft that Aaron Rodgers will either retire or be traded from the Packers. I think we've come to the end of the Aaron Rodgers Packers era.
Yeah.
I could see the Packers wanting to push this out past June 1st for cap reasons. But that's why I'm saying from now until the draft, it will be reported that the Packers are trading Rodgers or Rodgers is retiring. Write her down.
Write this down.
All right, man, boys.
His appearance on McAfee is, I mean, my God, it's painful to watch him try and like control things. And then he's like, I guess there's some talks going on. I don't know anything about him. It's like, dude.
It's like, dude, he's one of the most narcissistic, stop. Like, yes. Just go away. You thought Brett Favre was bad. Cool. This dude is 100 times worse than. At least with Brett, it wasn't like as manipulative. It felt like he was just kind of twisting in the wind all the time. Rodgers is very calculated.
Brett was incredibly calculated, but he was more likable, so he knew how to do it.
That's fair.
Rodgers has no clue how to put a face on things.
Yeah,
he thinks he does.
Yeah, and he alienates pretty much every meaningful relationship in his life. Right, he has a new girlfriend every year and a half. He's estranged from his family. Super bizarre. Anyhow. There's your Write That Down predictions and your accountability session. The only show in America that actually puts statistics next to our predictions on Mackie and Judd and on Purple Daily. See ya.